and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos crew and our fabulous DM. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich, playing Theo.
Hart, playing Tuluga.
Ryan, playing everyone else.
Well, that was creepy and crawly.
Yep.
Hated it.
I don't know. I loved it.
While naming... what the hell do we call it? Theplool.
Theplool.
That was only the female names. I should have scrolled down a little bit more.
Well, if it's female, it's going to be bigger than the males. So.
Yep, which is good.
Yeah, we'll let Theopool be a lady.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just assuming these follow normal spider logic.
Sure, yeah.
You know, spider law.
And the male names? Prolp.
Prolp isn't very powerful.
Prolp. No. Prolp. It's just fun to say. Also, how dare you shoot down my first five suggestions?
Hey, I was trying to back you up Bouncicles. I was all for him.
So, we were just discussing that Bleagon got slighted on a spider.
Yep.
We'll give him gulp.
But a gump. Gump.
I think it's so funny. I just keep forgetting that Bleagon is there. We keep forgetting about there's just so many NPCs in this campaign. Yeah.
But to be fair, almost all of our followers now have a spider to ride.
Yeah.
We're going to have like 100 dudes on foot and the rest of the people are on spiders.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was like...
Currently.
There's... I don't know if I'm saying it right. It's like Cavalrachni. That's like a thing in the Underdark. They're like dark dwarves that ride around on big spiders called steeders. So it's totally plausible that you guys could have a like mounted spider unit, which you do now have.
Just got to train them.
I was really hoping to squish the eggs at some point in that fight, but Theo killed everything so fast that it all happened so quick. I didn't know. That fucking gunslinger class, like when it's really like on, it is so fucking sick to watch.
Seeing a nat 20 be a 29 and then negative fiving it to be a 20 fucking four. Just like, that feels good.
I know. The piercer critical came in, which was sick.
Yeah.
And we got to see your new gun do its little move.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Which that's such a helpful little thing. That's why I want to kill as much as I can with the executioner's
hand. Killing again.
Yeah. That's the thing too, is like, my one problem playing Gunslinger the once or twice I've played it is that like you run out of those points immediately.
Yeah.
And then
you want to do shit.
Yeah. And then you do like kind of okay damage without them. And then if not, I don't know. It's like you're always trying to kill significant threats, but by the time you've killed a significant threat, that's usually the end of the combat anyway. So then, I don't know.
What's the point?
Yeah. So I thought this was like a fun way to, like, with your bonus action, try to make little trick shots to refill that meter. So, yeah, tight as fuck. Great combat, though. Yeah, that was just like a fucking clinic there on Gunslinger. That was crazy.
Speaking of Gunslinger.
Yeah.
Well, Tuluga was reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the word propulsion
mm-hmm.
get thrown around. Got to be able to include that into a gun somehow, right?
Well, yeah.
Some kind of rocket launcher of sorts.
Rocket launcher.
I mean, hey, people, I'm laying the groundwork.
Or it could be some type of holy rocket.
Yes. Yes, it could.
Yeah.
The old radiant rocket.
Mm-hmm. I just never expected you guys to get the book. So now it's like I have to get my professor Glickalack lore in, like during these little downtime things.
I should have just called the king, phoned it in. We're sending spiders so you can make spider ride.
So you can still do that.
Yeah, that's true.
You got a sending stone.
I'll do it while we're climbing. So it's really weird. I'm just out of breath.
What are you? What are you
spider
doing?
Spider riders. I had a bunch of baby spiders. All my children headed your way.
Is this some kind of Dryder prank call?
No. It's Tuluga. You touched my ass. Remember?
Yeah, we'll see.
How can you forget?
I think the king had like a pretty standard voice too. I don't think I like did anything too crazy for his voice.
I think you did.
Yeah. Farewell to Bouncicles. So fun to have him for an episode or two.
I know. I'm going to miss him.
I didn't want to see him go, but we needed someone to bring the
spiders
back.
That was a nice, clean way of getting him out of the picture, too. Otherwise, I was like, how the fuck am I going to get rid of Bouncicles? They love him. But I wasn't expecting you to fucking somehow win over 400 baby spiders.
466. So.
Okay.
So funny.
Yeah, that's like a pretty impressive Gelfer unit.
Yeah.
Like
all
this
of them
time
can
period.
Shoot webs at some point.
Yeah, they have a little recharge on their webs.
So let's not forget, possibly Theo will be able to shoot webs soon enough.
I like once you said it, I was like, my brain immediately was like, okay, so I gotta come up with Spider-Man mechanics. Let me see.
Or here. Like a neck cannon.
Yeah, neck cannon would be fun.
Yeah.
But like Spider-Man mechanics way more fun.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would like the like a web cannon to like be able to lock things down for you to be able to just get advantage without
just like restrained to a wall and then I can
like you get advantage without like you having to use reckless so you don't get like I want to make which I've talked to Ryan I want to make some utility guns that way
complement it,
like exactly like something where I'm not always just being like oh I'm a crazy damage dealer or something that can complement you guys and just you know be more of a you know, team player in that sense.
Spreading the ball around. I love it.
Yeah, it is funny how like it's most the Wayne of the time. Of
gunslingers.
Most of the time everyone's like, Theo's going to be in the corner murdering stuff. So we can kind of focus on this thing while he does that. I think it was smart too that you took out all the like web shooting ones on top first before you kind of got to the boss because that was going to kind of be my main way of really fucking with you guys is restraining people with those webs. But you guys fucking...
Not on Theo's watch.
So fucking quick.
I love the one dying from the fall damage.
The dice
he
were
shot
like
shot its fucking legs off, and then it just gets brained on a rock.
The dice were so cruel because like when you were done that turn, I had 3 hit points left, and then I was like, okay, I described the legs getting shot off, so I had to like give their. I'm gonna let it take a little fall damage. So I rolled a d6. I got 3 exactly. So that thing was dead. Yeah, you did 38, which is exactly my hit points I had on the first one.
Yeah,
so funny.
I
because that was the critical, which allowed me to roll so many dice.
It was really just funny because like the episode before this, we'd kind of set up that you really hate spiders. And then the spider fight happens and you like mow them down. Like immediately.
I also
no qualms.
He hates spiders so much, yet now he has 466 of them in his command.
I feel like the spiders have imprinted on me.
Yeah.
They're like spiders. Mine.
Oh, yeah. They are yours. And I also told you,
I'm in charge of the spiders.
He's the minister of spiders.
Yeah. The minister of animal control. The
spider plope.
Spider plope.
Spider plope. Rest of that might be copyright. That's fine.
Parody law.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a doozy. Combat's so fun in this game because like that was a combat where like it swung wicked hard. I was like, oh yeah, no, you're killing them. They're but I think like challenge rating wise, that was like pretty on point. I think the big boy was challenge rating 7. Okay. And then the smaller ones, I think, were like challenge rating 2 or 3, but I had 3 of them. So,
yeah.
But yeah, you guys crushed it.
We didn't have to deal with the little ones because.
Yeah. So friendship. there were going to be like 4 of these like swing line spiders at the front that were just going to swing and try to poison you guys.
That would have been such a pain in the ass for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, so worked out good. You guys didn't have to deal with that.
I loved your reaction to my action surge.
Oh yeah, because like I'm like, okay, I'm safe. I made it. Ah, it's like so scary. I love DMing against a fighter because they're just, in my opinion, I've played this game a long time. I think I've played every class at some point. Nothing feels cooler than saying you're going to action surge.
Yeah,
it's just I love like action and surge. More. It's so fun. I get why a lot of people when they multi-class take 2 levels of fighter just to have it.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah,
very very cool. But yeah, you guys were fucking shredding in that one. Great job all around. And yeah, next time we'll be in the Brendini Highlands.
Hopefully. We'll see what
better happens. Like spiders up there.
They're sweet hill folk.
They better be. Psyched.
I'm feeling like Theo's going to wake up one time and camp and the spider's just going to be right on his face.
It's going to be Marv in Home Alone.
Fucking dancing and right above him.
Yeah, I don't know why. I love the idea of, was it Luga?
Yeah, Luga.
Yeah, Luga, just like a little just chill spider.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Well, you're like, which one's my favorite? And I'm like, I don't know. How would a spider be my favorite? If it did a little dance, I'd probably like it more. Oh, boy, that bag of holding's getting crowded, though.
Well, the spider can't
Luga
go.
Luga lives on his shoulder like a parrot.
Yeah, he lives in my cape.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, billowing cape. Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right. You can actually, if you want, you can go to your extras tab and add a spider as a familiar. There is a spider stat block. It's not good, but
it doesn't need to be good.
Yeah.
Because he needs to be stylish.
he's very charming.
Familiar.
The problem with this is, though, if that spider is going to grow at the same rate as the other spider, so at a certain point,
it's gonna be big.
Gonna have a
mount.
It's not gonna be able to ride on your shoulder after a while, I'll tell you that much.
Well, we'll swap spots.
Yeah.
My turn.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
So normal spider, right?
Yeah, just a regular spider.
Now, what would it evolve into?
I think, boy, am I being cornered and making a commitment on how much spider mechanics?
Yep.
All right. It would be spider, and then its next phase up would be giant spider. And then I guess I could give you the crypt spider stat block.
Okay.
And again, level 20, you can have a sand spider as a mount, I guess.
Can we all ride it at that point?
Well, I mean, it'll be as big as the one you just fought, so like, I guess.
You described its legs as telephone poles.
They were pretty big. I mostly just wanted to really hammer it home how hard I hit you, because I feel like that did a lot of fucking damage.
Oh, it hurt me bad.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because there's a lot of... there's an asteroid spider. There's an ancient giant phase spider.
We'll have to talk.
I don't know what Neznar is, but he's got spiders named after him.
Oh, I think that's one of the...
Spider gods?
No, it's one of the homebrew things that I use in a different thing to fight.
Oh, you. Yeah.
There's a demon feed spider.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm feeding it demons.
Maybe we'll see. This campaign might get there. I don't have a lot of demon stuff yet, but it's on the horizon, I guess.
Yeah, and at some point we got to have a meeting with a demon, you know.
Yeah.
To section out a piece of hell.
Some good real estate.
Something in a labyrinth.
Yeah.
We have a taco cart next to him, too.
Like, what are these goals you guys have? I don't understand.
We're making a religion.
We're trying to win over God so that when we kill Krizik, they don't hate us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get in this pantheon.
And who better to start trying to win over than the underworld one?
Yeah.
Who probably doesn't like the guy who's running the sky right now.
Sure. Yeah, I guess. We'll see. I mean, see how the Prince of the Red Waste feels about subletting a section of hell to you guys.
I'm just saying, once Luga turns into a giant spider, he'll get web sense, which will really help our rests.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He could, like, make a little
web dome.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like a little web tiny hut.
Like a tiny hut, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys don't have, like, a wizard or anyone that can get tiny hut, so maybe that'll be how we kind of counteract that.
Then we got to finish reading that book, because I need that extra bump in wisdom for AC and damage.
You guys are close. I think it's good. I think you need to do like 48 hours of study or something like that. Yeah. So we'll say you guys have done 2 rests with it. So
16 hours.
16 hours in. So we'll do it that way. Every time you guys take a long rest, you can knock 8 off the book.
Okay.
And you guys get a little wisdom boost. That'd be cool.
Works for me.
We need it desperately.
I need it because it'll give me another trick shot.
I need it for the AC and damage.
I just add I ask for so many perception, survival, insight checks that, like, I gotta help you guys.
Insight? I got a +6 to insight.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Whenever you say insight, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I got a +5 to perception because that was one of the things I picked as being like proficient in. So
I'm so bad at everything.
I know.
But you're so good at fighting.
You're very good at being a strong boy.
Strong stuff. I'm pretty dexterous.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Be fine. You're doing great. I'm happy you got the kill on that big spider. It was close. I had buffed its hit points a little bit, and it was just enough to survive a round of Theo, which gave you the ample opportunity to finish it. I think it had over 100, though.
How much did it have at the end when he did the...
3.
Oh, okay. Wow. I really split it.
Yeah, if I hit with the...
That's why I was panicking. Because I was like, I'm like, Theo's already killed everything. I would be nice if someone else killed the big guy.
But he really hates spiders.
He does really hate spiders.
Yeah, him just clear cutting all the spiders would have been hilarious. Fuck this!
Just...
So insane.
All I thought of, though, when you did the motion for how you were doing it, for some reason, I was just like... In my head, I just saw Glebnor doing like the super stretch Armstrong thing, going from around behind him all the way up to get like an angle and just cutting it.
I mean, the thing I've noticed about playing against this particular group is your combat tactic is pretty scary, because I don't think I've ever DM'd against a group that does it, where you guys really just focus on locking things down so that Theo can obliterate them from a safe distance. Wow. And it's like a pretty scary thing to play against, because I'm like, okay, like, they're so fast they can get to anything in time to fuck it up while Theo's killing everything. It's so scary.
Well, I mean, I don't do a lot of damage at the moment. So I'm like, I have Sentinel. So yeah, I lock at least one thing down with me.
Between your Sentinel and your grappling, there's typically something that's like just can't move.
Yeah.
And Theo's like 30 feet away.
Well, yeah.
This, unloading.
I'm like, okay, this thing's in a pit.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy's too far. I'll bring it to daddy.
Yeah. I thought it was very cinematic too, you yanking it out of the pit. I thought that was badass.
Yeah, that was real
pulling
cool.
it up out of the dirt.
Yeah. Oh, you're coming with me now.
Yeah. Just like, oh, look what I found.
Yeah.
I just pictured like it stabbing into you and then you just looking it in the eyes, grabbing it and being like, you're coming with me. And just yanking fucking it yanking yeah. it Pretty back. Much. Like, that was it was awesome.
Yeah. You guys needed a big spider fight. Come on, it's the underdog. What are we doing here? We're not going to do a spider fight? Come on.
God, I wish
prefer
we did.
That to the purple worm.
You're talking about I'm happy we did.
I mean, in the end, I'm happy we did because having those mounts is going to be great for later on and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, oh, God, I hate spiders.
Yeah, how many other animals are giving us that many, you know, babies in a clutch?
True.
In a litter, if you will.
I think you guys could probably like strap and blades to all their legs and just have giant knife spider mounts. It'd be great.
I was going to say, and generations going on, too.
Yeah, they're going to keep breeding.
If we get to my sister, we can probably figure out a way to put a Gatling gun on them and just have...
On Luga? Luga's going to be the first tank.
What have I done?
That's how we get...
Because I'm going to be studying the propulsion in the book. Yep.
I guess there's
also... a rocket spider?
There is... Just like there's something to consider about how like the rest of the world is probably going to react at first blush at coming up against Bleebleism, where it's like there's a cult from the south that came out of the ground and they're in like zealotous fish people riding spiders and conquering the nation. Like that is scariest thing to picture.
You're not conquering the nation.
I mean, no, but that's the propaganda that I'm going to spit against you guys.
Fair.
Like, it's going to be easy for the critics to be like, they're an evil cult. Look at them. Like, it's
meanwhile,
so scary.
Don't meanwhile, Luga's out there breaking it down. Tuluga's cheering him on.
When he gets older, we'll just get him
speaker. Like, it'll be like Mad Max.
Two sticks with flames at the end. He's just going to just.
No, we need Cosmo to get one so he can Mad Max his way in.
Hell yeah. Flame shooting out of the end of his guitar.
Guys, I'll see you guys.
We'll paint flames on the abdomen.
Yeah, because that makes them go faster.
Yeah, exactly.
80
yeah.
episodes from now, I know this is going to be true. Well, I mean, fucking Arc 3, baby. Here we go. Yeah.
Welcome to the Brandini Highlands.
Yep. We will see the Brandini and their village, their culture, their ways, and maybe their troubles. Next time
we love to help people with troubles.
True. Sure do. We've liberated a lot of troubles.
Oh man, we'll see. Mark, if you take us out.
Hey folks, I would just like to say, as always, thank you for listening. I'm looking at you, Romania. Anyways, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe. We're on the YouTube, we're on everywhere you get podcast. I mean, you listen to this podcast, so you know that. But anyways, we're also on social media, Instagram, Dicey Situations Pod, X, as they call it nowadays. Dicey Situations Pod as well? I can't remember. One of them's different. Doesn't matter. You'll find it.
You'll find it.
Links abound.
Abound.
In the notes. Show notes. Read them. I'm bad at writing them.
They're great.
Anyways, do all those things I said. Tell all your friends. And as always... keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.